This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra on the evening edition. Linma joins us in the studio as we take a look at stocks and markets. But this story as well, Lin, Canada has become the second country in the world after Uruguay to fully legalize cannabis. Let's just take a moment to sort of reflect on that. To fully legalize cannabis, what's the story here?
So this was one of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's campaign promises back in 2015. He argued then that the old laws criminalizing the use of cannabis had been ineffective anyway, especially since Canadians are still among the world's heaviest users. But of course, legalizing it today, which came into effect today, it doesn't mean it's a free-for-all. It means that the government can now regulate the industry openly. Adults can buy cannabis oil, seeds and plants, and dried cannabis from licensed producers and retailers, and they can possess up to 30 grams of the substance, so about 2 tablespoons worth of cannabis in public.
Somebody's counting, but okay.
I don't know. Okay, food infused with cannabis isn't legal yet, but it will be within a year. So this is to give the government time to set out regulations specific to those products. Of course, there are still some legal concerns. So selling cannabis to a minor could result in a 14-year jail term, which some critics are saying is a very steep punishment.
It's kind of steep, yeah.
Yeah, especially compared to the punishment for selling alcohol to a minor in Canada, for example. And there's also been a new drug-impaired driving legislation introduced, but that has also raised some issues to do with the reliability of the screening technology, for example.
So I read that the Canadian government predicts it's going to raise about $400 million a year in tax revenue from cannabis sales, but I also understand the legalization has led to an almost a green rush among cannabis companies in Canada. I like that, a green rush,
yeah,
like
I thought
a
that
gold
was a great,
rush.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, first of all, let's just say there are listed cannabis businesses on the Toronto and New York stock exchanges.
Yeah. Oh, yes, there are.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I thought that was a fantastic piece of info.
I believe Malaysia is suffering from a real fiscal deficit. Maybe we need to look at other avenues to improve our economy.
Well, I mean, there's been a discussion at least when it comes to medicinal marijuana.
Hey, we have Noraliza on the line.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And it's one of those things, of course, with regards to Canada, they've decriminalized, cannabis for such a long time. I think even when we talk about the legalization of something like this, it's not that it's sort of come out of a vacuum. It's come after sort of a long period of time of having some sort of understanding from a scientific point of view, from a cultural, from a legislation point of view as well.
Yeah, so in Canada, medicinal marijuana has been decriminalized since about 2001.
Okay.
Yep. And there are actually about 120 businesses in Canada which have a license to produce medical marijuana. So those companies now are the ones that are poised to really take advantage of this new legislation and serve the recreational market as well. Of course, it's not all sunshine and roses. You know, a lot of investors have been buying into these companies. So recently, the top 12 Canadian cannabis companies are worth a total of around $42 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, the biggest company.
Calm down, Omar. Calm down.
The biggest one, Canopy Growth, is actually valued at more than $10 billion on the New York Stock Exchange. That's worth more than Bombardier Jets.
I'm telling you, our 1MDP debt will be sorted like
yesterday.
That.
Yes, so but a lot of these businesses aren't even close to being profitable. So analysts are warning that some may never be. I thought something was interesting also is that there's been a surge in industries around the cannabis industry, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So businesses have been taking advantage of the new legal environment to grab a slice of the pie. So companies,
brownie business? No, I'm joking.
Well, I refrain from that pun.
Well, I assume there's all sorts of, products are the offshoot of that, right? Like oils and perhaps and all that kind of stuff?
Or? Not just that. It's companies that are facilitating the environment for the cannabis industry. So companies are coming up with software to allow growers to track plants and the final products up to government standards. Fertilizer companies are doing well. And even like greenhouse makers and abandoned factory properties are now in demand as places for companies to grow cannabis.
Abandoned factory properties, I mean, that's something that we generally do quite well but
normally over here they seal it all up and then do bird's nest, right?
Yeah. But yeah, fascinating stuff. Let's move on to Bursa, Lin.
Yes.
And I hear Next Green Global was on the decliners list today.
Oh, I see what you did there. Next Green Global.
Huh? Okay.
Yes. So,
but they did get some good news though.
They did. So they secured 400 million ringgit in investments for its green technology park projects. But the stock didn't do too well today. They closed down 5.1% at 47 cent.
Fascinating stuff. Thank you very much, Lynn. And of course, folks, stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.